As we continue in this season of Easter, we begin our worship service by lighting the Christ candle. It is a sign of the resurrection of Jesus the Christ. The tomb is empty still, and still to this day, Jesus lives. In that spirit, let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows, take the stains, make it whiter than snow. Like a tide, it is rising up deep inside, a current that moves and makes it come alive. Anything water that brings a dead to life.
She's going to come this morning and sing for us. She works at Special Touch out on Greenwood Avenue, and she's a friend of mine, and she also cuts and does my hair. And you will, I hear her singing all the time when she does my hair, and I was like, Casey, you have got to come sing for us sometime. And so I hope you will be blessed by Casey's voice.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to be here this morning. I'm just tickled to be here in the house of the Lord and worship with you this morning. This first song that I'm going to do is called Dry Bones or Come Alive. It is the song, when I first heard it, I didn't understand it. And so I heard a little bit about the song, and I said, I'm going to research that just a little bit. So in the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 37, in verse 1 through 14, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but when you have time, it's a good idea to maybe read it. In that passage, God comes to Ezekiel, and he shows him a vision, and he takes him into the valley of dry bones in that vision. And during that vision, the valley is strewn with just dry, dead bones. And God says, Ezekiel, you need to prophesy to these bones and call forth life into them. And God said, I will bring life to them. I will breathe breath into them and draw forth an army. And he was showing him this vision because as a nation, Israel had died at the time. And he said he was proving to Ezekiel that he was going to draw forth an army and that Israel would be alive again. So as I sing this song, I pray that it touches your heart the way it did mine. It seems there's so much we have lost. As we look down the road where all the prodigals have walked, and one by one the enemy has whispered lies and led them off as slaves. But we know that you are God, yours is the victory. That we may not yet see. So with the faith you've given us, we'll step into the valley unafraid. Yeah. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Come of endless mercy, God of unrelenting love, rescue every daughter, bring us back the wayward son, and by your Spirit breathe upon them, show the world that you alone can save. You alone can save. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. Dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. As we call out to dry bones, come alive. So breathe, O breath of God, now breathe, O breath of God, breathe. The breath of God, now breathe. Breathe, oh breath of God, now breathe. Oh breath of God, breathe. Oh breath of God, now breathe. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us.
time. What a wonderful opportunity for us to gather together in the Lord's house and celebrate baptism, to celebrate new life in Christ, to celebrate obedience to Christ. If you're a visitor with us today, we especially want to extend a warm First Baptist Church welcome to you and encourage you to fill out a visitor card and place that in the pew, in the offering plate today. You'll find those on the back of the pews in front of you. We know many of you are here to celebrate with loved ones as they enter the baptismal waters. Some of you are here because you are longtime members and you're supporting a brother or a sister in Christ who is entering those waters. But for all of you, we want you to remember your baptism today. Remember the experience. Remember the challenge. Remember whatever nerves you maybe had or fears that you might have faced before you entered those waters. Remember the power of the Holy Spirit that led you and guided you and spoke to you and through you in those waters. And if you are someone who is here today who has not experienced that baptism, witness a sermon acted out. That's the great thing for me on Baptism Sunday. I don't have to say very much because those who enter the water show you the gospel. That as they are lowered under the water, it is as though they are dying to themselves. They are entering that watery tomb, just as Christ was placed in the tomb after his death. But then, coming out of the water, the minister says, raised to newness of life. A resurrection occurs in their life. They are a new creation. We celebrate that physical, visible sermon together today. A couple of reminders. We do want to remind you that we have an adult Bible study that meets tonight at 5:45. We would encourage you to be a part of that upstairs in the Truth Seekers classroom. There are activities and opportunities for youth and for children that go on during that time as well, beginning at 5:30. We hope that you'll take advantage of that as a family. It's a great time for everyone to come and receive more discipleship and edification. I want to let you know, too, that many of you ladies, since last Sunday, have asked about this men's rally thing. You're very jealous. Just remember, that's one of the commandments. Thou shalt not covet the men's rally. But we want to make sure you do know that there are opportunities for you as well during that. Men are being invited to enter that cook-off at 5 o'clock, but all are invited to taste what they produce. Again, if you're a man and you want to enter that cook-off, there is a sign-up sheet outside in the lobby. You can sign up and place your email, and we'll get the rules and regulations to you and a little bit of information. But anyone can come and share and taste and whatever they put together, whether it be hot dogs or something more serious. And again, the youth will be using that time as well to raise money for their summer mission trip and retreat. So that's a really good opportunity to support our youth ministry there as well. At 6 o'clock is George South sharing stories from the road. That too is open. If you'd like to be a part of that. The only thing that's really just for the men is the 7 o'clock worship rally, and that really is just for guys to be challenged in a very specific and unique way. Be praying for that as that day approaches as well. We continue to worship today, again, reminding you, think back, breathe it in, take in the moment, remember your baptism, yearn for the baptism you have not experienced if you've not experienced that. For it is indeed a powerful act of obedience. It's not magic, but it is a powerful, outward, visible symbol of an inward, spiritual grace.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from First John chapter 5, verse 1 through 6. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. This is love for God, to obey his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by the water and the blood of Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood, and is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth.
As we reflect on those words that Wesley just read for us this morning, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, as we are gathering in the glow of Resurrection Sunday and the life that you brought forth breathes in us this day and this place and this time, we recognize that it is your love for us that caused you to go to the cross, that caused you to conquer the grave. And Christ, we give you thanks this day that we can know what true love is. Father, as we gather here in worship, may our words that we speak be words of love. May our thoughts that we have be thoughts of love. May the actions that we take from this place be actions of love. And may we share that love with everyone that we encounter. Father God, as we gather here this day and we wait in anticipation of the baptismal waters, another act of love that we show you this day, we lift this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now, if you're able, please stand and join in singing our hymn of praise, Come Thou Fount, Come Thou King. Please stand. Thank you.
Okay, children, come on down. Well, excuse me, Langston. Well, good morning. How are y'all this morning? Y'all doing good? Y'all doing good? Mm-hmm. Doing good, Levi? Well, good. Well, what do we have so special this morning? Anything? Baptism. That's right. That's right. And you know, in Romans, it tells us that everybody is a sinner. Did you know that? I'm a sinner. You a sinner. We're all sinners. This whole church is a sinner. But by the grace of God, we try to overcome that, don't we? Well, I'm going to show you something on this board this morning. Now, pretend this is our heart. Okay? This is our heart. And we're all sinners. And when we sin, we do. It could be bad. It could not be so bad. But we're going to write the word sin. You're going to write it on there? Write the word sin. Write it big. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Go ahead and write it. Now, see if you can erase that loop. Can you erase that off of there? It won't erase it. Can you erase it, Michael? See if you can erase it without erasing. Uh-oh. See if you can do it. Levi? It won't erase. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Guess what we use? I made a mistake. I use a permanent marker on this kind of board. It won't erase well. That's a no-no, isn't it, teachers? Teachers, that's a no-no. Any teachers out here? That's a no-no. So sin, we can't erase it, can we?
No.
No, we can't. But with the blood of Jesus, we can erase sin. If we confess our sins to Jesus, we can erase them. And that's what these folks are doing that are being baptized. They are going to confess to Jesus that they made bad decisions and they want to be baptized and they want to become right with Jesus. So let's pretend this is the blood of Jesus. And we're going to mark over this. This is the blood of Jesus. Watch this. And y'all see, we couldn't erase it. Everybody over here see that? We could not erase this word sin. All right. You take some and you color over one letter. Color in the letter. Color it good. Good as you can get. So this is the blood of Jesus. We're going over this letter. We don't want to see that black letter whatsoever. All right. Got it? All right. Luke, color part of it, another letter. So when we want Jesus to come into our lives, we have to ask him, don't we? Okay? All right, we are. Everybody can get there. All right, pass it down. Let Langston color some of it. Y'all like the color? No. No. Langston likes the color. I know.
I like color.
You like coloring, Levi? All right. Color it good, Langston. Color and let Levi color the end in real good. All right, give it to Levi. All right, color that in real good, Levi. Oh, boy, he's coloring it real good. All right, get it on there real good. We got to color that in real good. All right, next. So if we confess our sins to Jesus, let's see if this is going to wash our sins away. Let's see if this is going to work. It worked last night. Let's see. So, we called in our sin with the blood of Jesus. Let's see if it's going to wipe it away. Look at there. It wiped it away, teachers. Look at there. So, this is what's going to happen with these folks, these six people that are going to be baptized today. They're going to, Mr. Mason's going to put them under the water, and he's going to wash their sins away, and they're going to be baptizing you again in Jesus. Yeah, how about that? All right, let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much that we can come to you, Lord, and we can confess our sins, and you can wash them away. Help us to do that today, Lord, confess our sins so that you can cleanse us every day. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you, guys. Our obituary hymn this morning is Baptized in the Water.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the tithes and offerings that we bring before you, Lord. Lord, we know that without you, nothing would be possible. Lord, we know that you enjoy a cheerful giver. And Lord, it is with cheerfulness and gladness that we bring our tithes and offering to you today. Father God, we also thank you today for those individuals who come and offer themselves to you, Lord. And again, Lord, we ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
not far from above. I've been down to the river. I ain't the same, a prodigal return.
Jesus. But Thomas gets to touch Jesus. Indeed, through his